This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. And we're back with another edition of the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And he's always in the driver's seat, man. He goes by the name of Preshirwin Naidu. And this week, he has had quite the adventure behind the wheel of the two different rides. First up is the bold and capable Ford Everest XLT, a model that proves that you do not need, you know, talk spec to trim to enjoy the premium and comfort and performance and tech. And right after that, we shift gears to his new funky and fuel-sipping companion for the next 3 months. It is the Suzuki Swift GLX. As always, he needs to leave us with the motoring tip of the week, not forgetting his hot tune so that he sets the mood for the weekend. He's on the line right now. Preshirwin, welcome back. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic in yourself and the listeners out there.
All right. Thank you so much, Preshirwin, once again for coming through, you know, to share with us this experience that you had with these beautiful cars. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Now, let's talk care. You know, first up, the Ford Everest XLT. What are your thoughts so far after having, you know, go in the higher living platinum to the Wild Track and now the base spec XLT?
Yeah, so after hopping out of the XLT, which is the most affordable model in the Everest range, I must admit it does hold its own quite well, impressively. The 4x4 version we tested just goes about 1.1, just over R1 million. Mm. So it is pricey. It sits below the Platinum and Wildtrak in the lineup. Still delivers comfort, tech, and a premium feel, unlike its rivals. But the Everest doesn't scream, the XLT doesn't scream, look at me. But it has a little bit nice amounts of trim to it, chrome elements around, 18-inch wheels. Honestly, if you haven't driven the Platinum or the Wildtrak before, you think this XLT was one of the higher trims. So I think it's quite a tasty package.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk about the interior, Preshirwin. I mean, more so compared to other rivals like the Toyota Fortuner and the Isuzu MUX.
Okay, so I think inside it holds up really well. You've got three row of seats for the kids, leatherette upholstery, and I believe power driver seat adjustment, which is great. And the tech, of course, Ford has always amped up the antics there. Ford Sync 4 system, which is great, easy to use. You get a full suite of safety systems that have come with the car as well. Your driver system specifically, blind spot assist, forward collision warning, lane keeping assist. But furthermore, compared to, let's say, the new MUX and the Toyota Fortuner, I think they all are quite respected in their own right. I think cabin-wise, the Ford is just, it stands out as being a bit more modern. Mm. And the other new MUX, the 2025 MUX, is lovely there. It still has a level of sophistication, and they have antiques there too, but it's just not on par with Ford. And then obviously the Fortune, I think they need to really give the Fortune some tweaking, you know, vision to it, but definitely the cabin takes the cake here.
All right. Now, since we touched base, you know, on the other competitors, but how does the XLT, you know, measure up, particularly against the competition, when we're talking about the performance now, Preshirwin?
So performance-wise, I think this is a sweet package because it's the 2-liter bi-turbo diesel, not the 3-liter V6 that had that major recall that, you know, Ford has. It's a big topic altogether. So the 2-liter bi-turbo really, really is a smooth, easygoing, well-temperamental engine. I thought it had enough power, enough torque for the everyday track. Responsive, confident. I got about 10 meters per 100 kilometers, which is not too far off the 3-liter V6. But apart from it being frugal, it does deliver performance, especially with off-roading and heavy-duty, you know, for the everyday. If you want to go bundabashing, you can. So it's great. But you would be saving a lot more money as opposed to the Sport or the Wildtrak. So there's that. And competitors-wise, well, I think it would be the most refined in its class when it goes to head-to-head with MUX with the 1.9-liter turbo diesel motor. And then the Fortune, obviously the Fortune is a favorite. Even thieves love it. Even taxi drivers love it. It's because of that engine. But the Fortune, I can see why it throws its weight quite well. So there's the durability and reliability aspect that kind of is there. as opposed to the Ford. The Ford, with the recall of the 3-liter V6, it does beg the question of what is the future here? So there's that too.
All right, now shifting gears, your Delight Chariot, the new Shift, right? The new Suzuki Shift. What's your take on it regarding, you know, the looks, the cabin, and the value for money?
Love it, eh? Love it to bits. This little cute Swifty, as I call it, it's a manual spec. It's going for about 264,900 Rand. It's shaping up to be one of just the most lovable compact hatches in the market. We love it in South Africa. It's popular, it's affordable. The GLX trim I have had a few niceties, diamond cut wheels, LED headlamps, cruise control, leatherette steering wheel, 9-inch entertainment screen. It has all the niceties you'd want, especially as a university student. 6 airbags as well as standard across the range. So I'm very impressed with Suzuki for factoring that in. ABS braking, electronic stability control, all those good things. So really well done on Suzuki's part there.
Sounds very impressive. But now, maybe is there something you would recommend, you know, to the consumers? I mean, tell us a bit, you know, about maybe drawbacks and noteworthy points that make the Swift, you know, what it is, so special.
So it's a great buy, especially for budget-conscious buyers, first-timers or anyone looking to downsize without giving too much, I think, giving up too much. Driving-wise, 1.2-liter, 3-cylinder engine is punchy, even if it does need a bit more revving than the old 1.5-liter four parts, but it's light on its feet. Literally, the Suzuki is about 917 kgs. It's high, which helps in performance. Frugality is important. I've got about 5.7 liters per 100 kilometers. Impressive. Just the boot space is the drawback, eh, Kingash? You can't really pack a lot of things in there. It's about 265 liters of boot space. But apart from that, the Suzuki Swift has been a gem, and I think this forward leap with them, they factored everything from what didn't work beforehand in the other three generations, and they put it into this one. So I think, yeah, they're on par with what they have here.
All right. Always a great ride, man, being with you, Prashurman. Thank you so much. But before I let you go, please drop a motoring tip of the week, not forgetting that hot gem to get us into the weekend.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. All right. So this is one thing you often forget. Check your lights regularly. Many drivers don't realize they're driving with a blown brake light or headlamp. So do a quick light check weekly to ensure you're visible and legal out there. And let's end up with Tupac, Do For Love. Thank you.
Most definitely, Prashurman. Catch you again next week, Friday. Thank you so, so much. And have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Thank you, as always, guys. Have a blessed one. And to the listeners out there, cheers.
That was Prashurman Naidu. Check him out, you know, on the socials at Prashurman_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.